God, the exaltation of the lowly, who has raised thy blessed confessor Francis to the glory of the saints, grant thee the seat, see that by his merit and example we may happily attain the rewards promised to the humble. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the second day of April, children, the first Thursday of the month. We have a special prayer after Mass today for priests. And today, it is as though somebody looked at the calendar and said, my goodness, it's only 10 days till the end of Lent. Where has our Lent gone? What have we done with it? And so everybody that comes to us today is very humble and doing severe penance for their sins and the sins of others. We call that reparation, remember. That's what we do especially tomorrow, First Friday. And everything that they only do out of the love of God. Now that was expressed by today's saint, our main saint, is St. Francis of Paula, a great miracle worker, by the phrase that he would use a lot. He would say, per carità, which means for the sake of charity or for the sake of the love of God. This is a picture of St. Francis of Paula. I thought I would show it to you, little ones, so you'd see him at least in Passion Time. You're not really supposed to have pictures in church, but I thought it would be okay if I just sort of showed it to you. So you see he's wearing a Franciscan robe. He's a member of the Franciscan order, and he's holding his prayer book and then a little instrument of penance, sort of a scourge, with which he would beat himself because he performed terrible deeds of penance. When he was born because of a prayer of his parents who couldn't have any children, they prayed to St. Francis, and so they named their son after him. And when he was 13, he went to the Franciscan seminary for a while to learn how to read and everything. And after that, he was called by God to be a hermit. And so he wanted to get away from everybody, and he went to live on the seashore. The neighbors that were nearby, thinking that he was a very nice young man, he was about 15 and very holy, they built him 3 little cells, one for himself and his 2 companions. Each had their own little cell, and then a little chapel. And the priest from the parish would come by and say Mass for them sometimes, and they led a very quiet, prayerful life. But then more and more followers came to him to follow his way, and he named them the littlest and the least of the brothers of St. Francis. In Latin, that's minimi. So they're called the minim order of St. Francis. And they took a special vow all year long to keep Lent, but a very strict Lent. In other words, they had to fast every day, and they could never eat meat, and they could never drink wine, and they could never have a dairy product like cheese or macaroni and cheese that would just be totally out, anything like that, or eggs even. They had a very strict fast, and they did that to make up for people already back then, this is the 15th century, imagine, who weren't keeping Lent. Because when we do penance for ourselves and for others too. Because he was so holy, needed so much penance, he worked great miracles. One time the Pope, who was rather a worldly but a great Pope, Julius II, the warrior Pope, he used to love to lead troops into battle on his own horse. Well, he sent a Monsignor down to check out St. Francis of Paula because he had heard some stories about him. And the Monsignor started to give him a long talking to about that he shouldn't be such a phony and he shouldn't be doing this and that. And St. Francis, because he was humble, listened to him very humbly for a long time. And then finally, he was getting a little bit tired of the whole thing. So he goes over to the fire, because back then the people had a fireplace to stay warm during the winter. And he picked up some red hot coals from the fire, such as the older boys lights in the thurible for Mass. And he closed his fist around these red hot coals, and then he offered them to this Monsignor from Rome, and he said, come, Monsignor, warm yourself. I think you need the fire of God's love. And he was shocked that the monk's hand was not burned. And he explained, all creatures serve those who love God with a perfect heart. So even St. Francis even had the creature of fire to serve and to praise God. And so by these and other means, he was able to stir up great charity and great love of God during a very difficult time. He had to end his life, though, not in Italy, where he had his monasteries, but he had to go to France, because King Louis the 11th of France, who was called the Spider, because I think he was spidery, and he was a king of a very disagreeable disposition, unpleasant man, he had a stroke, and he was going to die. And he didn't want to die, so he got the Pope to make the saint come and heal him. Only the saint said, "I'm sorry, Your Majesty, God says you're going to die and I can't heal you, but let's see what we can do for your soul." So he healed his soul, and he helped him to make a good death, because all of us one day, sooner or later, must indeed die. So that's a little bit about today's main saint. And then in the Gospel, we have one of the Gospels that we have most often in the year for our ferial masses, the Gospel of Mary Magdalene. I'd point her out, except you don't see her, you know, she's under the purple today, by Our Lady's altar. And Mary Magdalene coming to our Lord, who was at dinner at the house of Simon the leper, who was a Pharisee, and Mary Magdalene is so sorry for her sin, she shows her contrition for sin by weeping, washing our Lord's feet with her tears, remember, and pouring thousands of dollars worth of ointment or perfume upon his feet. And the Pharisee is thinking, she has no business being here. And he's saying all sorts of uncharitable things in his own heart against her. And our Lord reads his thoughts and says, "Don't bother her, because she's doing this out of love. And because she's doing it per carità, out of the love of God, all of her sins are forgiven." By an extraordinary coincidence, only in the church there's never any coincidences, children. It's always the Holy Ghost who arranges things. We have today the feast day of an unusual saint called Saint Mary of Egypt. I have a relic of her in a little box. Once upon a time, Mrs. Maddox gave it to me. And it's a nice relic to have because she's a wonderful saint. She ran away from home when she was about 12, and she went to Alexandria in Egypt, and she started to lead a most sinful life. And she just sinned because she enjoyed sinning. And one time she decided to join a group that was going to Jerusalem on a pilgrimage to see the Holy Cross in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. So she tried to go in with everybody else into church, and she couldn't. A force pushed her out once, and a second time, and a third time. And then she realized, God is not going to let me in to see the Holy Cross because I'm such a sinner. So she looked up in the porch of the church, and there was a picture of our Blessed Mother. And she talked to Our Lady, and she said, "It's true, I'm not worthy to enter your son's church, but I promise now to be sorry for all of my sins." And then, because she said that, God let her come into the church and kiss the Holy Cross. And then she went to confession. Imagine a lifetime of real serious sins. And she went to Holy Communion. And then the Blessed Mother told her, "What you need to do," she said, "is to go across the Jordan River into the desert and live by yourself and do penance." And so she bought 3 loaves of bread, and out she went to the desert. And she ended up living there for 47 years. And finally, she was discovered, and by now she was a very old lady, by St. Zosimus. And St. Zosimus had a long chat with her about things, and she explained how she had to fight temptation for so many years, but she always prayed to the Blessed Mother for purity and for perseverance, and Our Lady always helped her. And so she asked St. Zosimus if she could go to communion again because it had been so long. So I said, "I'll meet you here tomorrow." And he came back the next day, and there she was, and he gave her a Holy Communion. And then he came back to see her a year later during Holy Week, Holy Thursday, except she had died. And there was a little sort of a note on her body about how she had died and everything. And St. Zosimus was thinking, "How am I going to bury her?" Because he had fasted all that long, and he was extremely weak. And then at that very point, as sometimes happens with the saints, a lion came out of the desert, and this lion very obligingly, with his paws, dug the grave for St. Mary of Egypt. Because remember, all creation, every creature, serves those who love God with a perfect heart. Last of all, let's not forget St. Daniel. He's in today's Mass, too, in the introit, and in the lesson of today's Mass. This is the week of Daniel the prophet from the Old Testament. And in today's lesson, he says to our Lord a very humble prayer. He says, Lord, everything you've done to us, taking away our temple, sending us to Babylon, taking away the sacrifices and the high priesthood and the king, we deserve it all. We've been very bad and very sinful. Only have mercy on us for thy name's sake and forgive us. He too is being humble and offering up penance for his sins and the sins of others. And his prayer is heard. How is his prayer heard? Our Lord sends a Messiah to his people, our blessed Savior, who will die to take away all of our sins. So since everybody in church is being very humble and penitential and full of God's love, when we leave church today, let's make a good resolution, we will be the same way, children. Not only just today, let's see if we can make it last the next 10 days, at least until Easter. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.